This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
The whole world? From John 12. The Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Walking through Moscow's Red Square, I recall the extravagant display of might seen on television many years earlier when the Soviet Union displayed its weapons there. Tanks and missiles paraded for all the world to see. That was quite a difference from Jesus entering to Jerusalem on a donkey. Crowds waved palm branches and cried, "Hosanna!" A shout calling for salvation. Jesus' ride into Jerusalem that day was not a display of military power. An old prophecy predicted that Jerusalem's righteous king would come riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey. But the peace he proclaimed was not merely political. It was about making it possible for us to have peace with God. Crowds love parades, and if a performer of miracles is leading the parade, they'll be there. But did the Pharisees get it right when they said the whole world was following Jesus? Not really. Does the whole world today follow Jesus eagerly, who died on a cross? King Jesus endured this parade because it fulfilled God's word. But he knew the suffering he would soon face. He came to die in our place, the only way to bring the peace he promised. There's a whole world needing the Savior, who was rejected by the whole world, but approved by God. Is he your Savior?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.